So as we let those thoughts percolate, I want to bring up a couple more points, and then we're going to get to the application, because I really don't want to use up all the time up the front end without really bringing this home to some real practical, real needs that we have amongst us as a group. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it talks about what then are the things that we're to be concerned about and caring about. I think Tim mentioned this on yesterday. And then by contrast, in, I think it's 2 Timothy, it talks about someone who left having loved this present world. Demas, right? Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. So here is the focus that I think needs to be embedded into all of our thinking. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23, But I would have you, without carefulness, he that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please him. That's the occupation for young single men. Get your mind around it. You talked about service yesterday. Get your mind around it, that what is to be your chief priority is the things that belong to the Lord and the things of the Lord. Okay? Now, the other point I want to get to is, for every young man in this room, if you haven't done a personal study of 1 and 2 Timothy, put that on your agenda of things to do. It's the manifesto for young men. And there are a lot of things that are in it. Now, I know there's a lot of, you know, things that we use out of those texts because it addresses some assembly conditions and concerns. But predominantly, it's a letter to a young man to show him how he is to fulfill God's purpose and call on his life. If you haven't made a personal study of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, every young man in this room, every man in this room, ought to make that a priority on your agenda of things to do. There's a lot of things in there, and we're going to touch on some of them, that address the issues and will keep us balanced and unspotted from the world. I want to talk about a couple more things on the line of the area, and Tim sort of touched on it. If we can turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, and this kind of emphasizes some of the things that were already said, but... Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, and verse 15. And the thought here is about the relationship to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It says here in verse 15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. I cannot take up responsibility. I do not understand what it means to be under authority. I do not recognize accountability apart from the fact that this must come from the Word. The Word of God is what's going to dictate and demonstrate and show you what it means to be responsible, what it means to be under authority, what it means to be accountable. And what we have to cultivate is hearts that are receptive to the Word of God. So that implies personal attentiveness to reading. You get that in Timothy as well. Timothy was exhorted to give attendance to reading, and then he was told to meditate. We have to have not only a vital relationship with the Lord, but the way that relationship with the Lord is maintained is having a heart for his word. Now, we get into a situation where a lot of times we have a lot of, we want to be in the Word, but we want to express it in ways that are traditional or that we're accustomed to. And it sometimes acts as an impediment, because if you can't express it the way the brethren like it to be expressed, we feel intimidated. You get into the Word, let the Spirit of God teach you, and He will help you express it the way He makes it real to you. Don't worry about the brother. It's loving the Word of God and not words about the Word of God. Another small problem. We're starting to move into one of the first applications that we want to address. It's easy to read the words about the Word of God, but it's a real challenge and a very real responsibility and a real accountability that we need to have, that we let the Spirit of God open the Word of God and give us the understanding. Now, don't walk away from here and tell everybody, well, Brother Mark said, don't read the writings. I didn't say that. What I did say is make sure you are learning from the Spirit of God and not from the words about the Word of God. So personal integrity that says, I have a personal affinity and a personal desire to read the Word of God. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And again, while we're reading this one, I'll just think of another quote from 1 Timothy, where he tells him to study to show yourself approved. And very often we misinterpret that scripture to mean study the scriptures. And that's not what he's really saying. He says study to show yourself approved. Study that you are approved by God. You see, when we can have a relationship with the Word of God to the point that it just fills us up with knowledge. And what we have here is the counterbalance to it. It says in verse 21 of 2 Corinthians 8, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Personal integrity. What we need is men of integrity, men who let the Word of God dictate their lives and do it not just in a public forum, but in the privacy when no one's watching. Having all things honest before the Lord. Tim mentioned something, I don't know if it was yesterday or Sunday, is that we can only understand the role and the place that we ought to be and not avoid being spotted by the world is when we understand that we live before the face of God. That we are in His presence all the time. We had in the morning Bible study, in the big Bible study in the arena, that we are in the light. We walk in the light. That's where we live. And so it's not something that you can manufacture. You can't manufacture. You might read all the writings and all the words about the Word of God, and you can sit in a forum like this or sit in a forum at Young People's or Sunday School and give all the answers. But what God is looking for is integrity of heart, that you are honest before Him, that the things that you're talking about are things that mean something to you. And He has taught you through them.